President Joe Biden sued. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. Biden sued by 12 states over climate executive order. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely impact states' economies. State attorneys generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Quote, manufacturing, agriculture, and energy production are essential to Missouri's economy and employ thousands of hardworking Missourians across the state. Under President Biden's executive order, which he didn't have the authority to enact, these hardworking Missourians who have lived and worked this land for generations could be left in the dust, end quote. We've got a lot to talk about today, but before we do, here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you concerned about what's coming next? The political upheaval in our country worsens by the day. So does the potential for more drastic COVID-19 lockdowns. This is a turbulent time to be alive. And, well, you need to prepare for whatever might happen. Will there be food shortages? People used to laugh at preppers, but they're not laughing now. The smart advice is to have enough food, water, and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days. That's why I use My Patriot Supply. They're the leaders in self-reliance, and they have a four-week supply of emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, so you never have to worry again. Why take the risk of going without food or standing in government food lines? Go to preparewithamericadivided.com and save 20% when you act today. That's preparewithamericadivided.com.
So if you haven't been keeping up with the Biden administration, you will, well, not be familiar with what he's been doing, but he's been enacting quite a few of what he considers environmental friendly policies. And these environmental policies have been doing nothing more than killing economies, especially in the Midwest. One of the biggest things with these, well, policies is killing agriculture and manufacturing. And well, a lot of states' economies are in the red right now. Now, personally, I don't think this lawsuit is going to go anywhere. The Biden administration has been sued countless times since taking office, and not one lawsuit has gone anywhere. So really, I don't feel like this is going to go anywhere. And I don't think it's a good start in the least bit. I think, honestly, if we want to combat, well, Joe Biden's environmental policies, we need to get Republican senators and House of Representatives on our side, and we need to push and push and push until we can get what we need. We need to fight for what's right, because at this rate here, it's like Maine, for example. One of our biggest economies is the fishing industry, and if Joe Biden implemented some sort of fishing environmental policy, well, Maine is going to be dead in the water, because that's really one of the only sources of income for our state. This is going to hurt many Midwestern states. And while I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see these states seceding from the union, because the president doesn't have the best interest of a lot of these states in mind, he doesn't care. And I've said this before, but California is much different than, let's say, Missouri or Maine. They have totally different economy income streams. And while a lot of these states, they're down to one or two major industries. Maine, for example, used to be a big mill state. A lot of our mills have gone out of business. And well, that's because a lot of these mill corporations have been deciding to buy mills, closing them down, and using their manufacturing overseas. And well, that killed one of Maine's largest industries. And well, it's not coming back. It's dead in the water. One of our others is trucking. And I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden starts implementing trucking regulations, which would not only kill the second biggest, well, industry in Maine, but a lot of industries in other states. And, well, I don't think this is good in the least bit. It's not good in the least bit. And I really hope that these lawsuits go somewhere, because right now, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of jobs. You know, when Joe Biden took office, I made a reference to CNN's COVID death counter. And I made a joke and I said, well, hey, maybe they should have a Joe Biden jobs killed counter. And, well, that was a joke at the time, because in his first week or two, he killed over 200,000 jobs, and he's just killing more and more jobs. And it's actually quite ridiculous. This is the most popular president in American history. And, well, he's hurting so many hundreds of thousands of jobs in this country, and it's despicable. Like I said, I don't think that these lawsuits are going to go anywhere. I mean, they can try, but at the end of the day, well, Democrats control America right now. They control the United States, and I don't really think it's going to go anywhere. I mean, the attorney generals are Democrat now, and that's a bad thing, because these investigations aren't going anywhere. They're more interested in investigating Trump's taxes and this and that. They're trying to get him on some technicality. But while the real criminal is in the White House right now, and they couldn't care less, because the Democrats are in control, and that's a good thing for them, a bad thing for America. I hope a day of reckoning comes for Joe Biden, because a lot of jobs are gone, and this is a lot of livelihoods. I mean, he said in one of his press conferences that, they can just find new jobs. Well, not necessarily. People have worked the same job for most of their lives, some of them. And, it's not just easy to go find a new job, find a new industry, especially people that have worked for years and years to build up to where they are, making $100,000 or maybe more than that per year, just to start from the bottom again for no reason. If we want to talk about the climate crises, I mean, we talked about this in a previous episode, but listen, if we really want to talk about that, we need to have a conversation from both sides and not just the left. The left can't be leading the climate crises, because I don't really think it's a crisis after all. I think it's more or less the government wanting to control us, and we can't let them, because they're going to ruin this country. Not just this country, they're going to ruin this world. They're going to kill industry. And, the corporationists are going to rule. But hey, guys, I want to thank everyone for watching. Please let me know what you think of this whole thing in the comments below. Share this. It really helps out this video. But hey, I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.